This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Freaky Friday, Rockaholics. Can you believe we've made it to the end
finally,
of the work week?
Finally here.
Also, the final weekend in the month of April.
Oh, gosh.
Where's this year going?
Where's the time going?
Oh, I don't even know, man.
What's the weather like?
You blink and it's over.
How do we become two old people?
No idea. We kind of are aging gracefully, though, I think. Look at us.
Gracefully?
Gracefully.
Begrudgingly.
Hey, Steve, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Are you going to let that freak flag fly today?
You know it.
Let's do it, baby, and let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is my day.
It is.
Happy National Pretzel Day, everybody.
All glory to pretzels.
How can you score one? I can tell you how you can get some deals. Of course, you got Wetzel's Pretzels. They're giving out free pretzels today starting at 3 p.m. And Annie Ann's, that's my joint right there. Free pretzel deals for a Reward Club member.
So. Are you a Reward Club member?
You know it. There are two places that I'm a member of, like, their app or Reward Club. Annie Ann's and Burger King.
Nice.
That's right.
I was going to ask if they charge extra for dipping sauces, but you probably wouldn't know
Who
the answer
knows?
To that question.
I'm the guy that says, I don't need that. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
Because you are.
Hey, yesterday, a lot of football fans were going crazy because the NFL draft started off in Detroit. It looked awesome. I got to say, like, the way they set it all up, they made Detroit look good, which is a tall task.
The fans were crazy outside of that place. Yeah. That was bonkers.
And I have to say, I'm a little hungover because I decided to play our drinking game that we put together, and we put it up on all of our social media pages. My Lord, if somebody actually did play that drinking game, you would still be drunk.
They'd be hospitalized, probably.
I mean, I heard so many people going, let's go to the team, the hugs, all that stuff. Everything was happening. Roger Goodell was getting booed. The number one draft pick, Caleb Williams. I don't think anybody was too shocked by that, getting picked by the Chicago Bears. One of many quarterbacks picked in the first round. Six quarterbacks. I think it was like 14 offensive player picks before somebody picked a defensive player.
Crazy.
The Seahawks, they picked a defensive player. They went defense. They're building this wall on the defensive line, and they addressed one of their biggest issues, which was stopping the run. They were one of the worst teams at that, so they grabbed the guy who definitely can help them stop the run, and that is Byron Murphy from Texas.
With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Byron Murphy Defensive tackle, Texas.
There you go, Booger. Your defensive tackle off the board. He had five sacks and scored a touchdown on offense as the Longhorns made their run to the college football playoff. Last season was named the Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year.
To me, he's the best defensive tackle in this draft from the standpoint of having that knockback and using his hands. And some people say, well, he doesn't have the ideal length.
Well, that's a personal thing to bring up about his ideal length, but at least he has some good hands. That was pretty damn awesome. It's good to see him getting picked. And also, here's Coach Mike McDonald. Weird saying that, not saying Pete Carroll, but Coach Mike McDonald talking about how happy they are that they were able to grab such a great player. I mean, not that 16 is late in the draft, but that kind of player, if they didn't have so many great quarterbacks in the draft, would have went a lot higher in the draft picks. And here's Mike McDonald talking about that.
He just plays our style of football, really. I mean, and he's so talented. Versatility along the front, plays such an aggressive player, plays violently,
nice.
Heavy hands for a guy like shorter stature, flexible, pass rush flexibility, you name it. But yeah, just really excited to have him.
Violent and flexible, that's how I like my ladies.
Pretty cool local story to come out of the draft here. Talicia Fuaga, who went to high school at Mount Tahoma High School in Tacoma, is officially a professional football player. He played O-line at Oregon State and was selected as the 15th overall pick last night in the first round of the 2024 NFL draft in Detroit by the New Orleans Saints. This kid is 6'6", like 330.
He's a beast, yeah.
He is massive.
And also, he was the reason why we had a drink as well, because I think they referred to him as a beast. And he was also wearing a matching shirt with his dad, I believe.
So great.
It was pretty damn awesome. And a big surprise that happened, and it involved a local tie-in, which is the UW Huskies. At number 9, Michael Penix Jr. got picked. That was a pretty big deal. Actually, a couple Huskies back-to-back. It was him and Rome Odunze. He got picked right after that to Chicago. So he's going to be working with Caleb Williams. But you can even hear it in the announcer's voice when I think it was Rich Eisen when Michael Penix was picked number 9 by the Atlanta Falcons.
With the 8th pick.
8th.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Wow.
Washington. Wow.
That is the first surprise of the NFL draft, to say the least.
And it was a big surprise because in the offseason, they just signed Kirk Cousins, who's 35. But a 4-year deal, $100 million of it is guaranteed. So that was kind of crazy, but I guess they just saw something that they didn't want to pass up on. And also, Michael Penix didn't have any pressure to have to start right away. He could kind of learn under Kirk Cousins or just kind of get more acclimated to the NFL. But that was kind of crazy. I know Oakland Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders fans were like, what the hell? Because they were expecting to get one of those quarterbacks, but they were all picked before they even got to make a pick.
Wild times. Last night, or I guess it was yesterday day, the Seattle Mariners secured a 4-3 victory over the Texas Rangers, clinching the series and taking back the lead in the AL West. Luis Castillo delivered 6 solid innings.
Finally.
I guess this is our year.
It finally is. Back in first place. And tonight they're at T-Mobile Park with the turn ahead the clock. Giveaway. So if you want to get those freaky jerseys, you can get them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tonight.
I think it's the first 15,000.
You are correct. All right. Weather. High of 60. It's going to be cloudy. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
The draft, puppies, and bubbles. That sums up our days yesterday, and we're going to tell you all about it at 620.
The Daily Mix Show. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix Show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
You should give the Daily Mix Show a follow on social media. Guaranteed thrilling content. Our handle is at Daily Mix. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. And sometimes we guarantee we'll get you drunk with our draft drinking game.
That I believe we did feature one of those photos. If you go and check out our social right now, we have a picture that has four shots within it, four things that summed up our day yesterday. Steve Miggs, will you please do the honor of starting us off with our four shots?
I feel like both mine and yours are going to kind of fall into the same category, because now being a parent, I'm learning certain things about being a dad and trying to do my best for my kid, and I'm realizing sometimes you just got to just suck it up and be stuck outside in the stupid rain while your kid wants to play, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. You'll just see a picture of my kid in the backyard, and if you look close enough, there are bubbles. And what is it with bubbles in children? It's like crack.
You know what?
Puppies, apparently.
Have you picked up the bubble? There's a bubble machine that you can get at Target for like $15, maybe $14, and a giant bottle of bubble juice.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to do any of that. You just load it up and let it go.
That thing goes quick. We have two of those. We have two different bubble machines. You load it up with the bubble juice, soap water. And next thing you know, within like 3 minutes, it's empty. And I'm like, we are just wasting
just bubble hemorrhaging juice. Bubble juice.
Nonstop, just pouring it in. And of course, my wife is not home. I'm home with Tatum and the puppy. And the dog is jumping around trying to get all the bubbles. Tatum's running around saying, this is the greatest day ever. I'm wet and miserable. And then finally, I get her inside. And then Mom comes in right when I get her inside. I'm like, oh, I'll have enough time to dry them all off. The dog is soaked. Ugh. The kid's hair, even though she had a hat on, somehow she's still, her hair was wet. And my wife's like, what the? She doesn't curse, but if she did, she definitely said, what the F? But she's like, what in the world were you two doing outside?
I had a very similar experience to yours. My photo is just me holding an umbrella, drinking wine in the rain while my child was playing in a mud puddle.
I did it wrong. I didn't do any, I didn't involve any alcohol in my situation.
I was like, this is the only way to survive right now. So he's playing in a mud puddle like your dogs. Mine were completely filthy and disgusting. Finally got inside at some point after lots of begging and pleading and attempted to dry us all off. But it was a wet, nasty, gross day. But that does not faze children.
It's funny. There are some times where I'm like, it's nice outside. You want to go outside? No, Daddy. Every time, it doesn't fail. If it's raining outside, can we go outside and play?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I mean, sure. Let's get our raincoats on.
And Barrett is standing in the mud puddles going, how deep is this mud puddle, Mom? I'm like, I don't know. 3 inches, Barrett. How deep is this mud puddle, Mom? I don't know. 2 inches, Barrett. I have no idea. I'm not going to measure.
Does he not test it out?
He's just in his little bog boots stomping around.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, Sarah, I love your shot.
Yeah, I'm jealous because you guys were inside.
There's a dog snuggling warm on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I was warm. I was toasty. I was dry. I am dog sitting my mother's little Maltese Yorkie, so a Morkie.
A Morkie.
So it's a little tiny thing.
I was trying to figure out what the nickname is.
Yeah, I get confused too. And I decided to watch the draft.
Did you play the game?
I tried to. I lasted like 20 minutes, and I was like, I got through two glasses of wine, and I was like, I'm going to feel really bad if I kill this entire bottle.
And you know, I blame John Ryan. Seahawks great, because one of the suggestions he had was take a drink every time Roger Goodell is booed. He was booed nonstop.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, how bad do I want to feel this morning? So I quit the game. But I actually watched a lot of the draft. Mm-hmm. And my friend and I, we were texting each other during it because her boyfriend is a really big football fan. And so we added another thing to drink. And it's anytime we think someone's sexy on screen.
Uh-oh.
So there was a lot of sexy men up there. So we were downing them till I quit.
I was got a question. I was just curious about like, what do you think about our Seahawks pick as far as on the sexy level?
He's all
not
right.
Not impressed? He wouldn't be your top 16 pick?
No. Rome, though? I don't know if you guys remember Rome. I will never forget that name.
Oh, yeah.
Rome is a sexy
wide receiver from the Huskies?
Woo-hoo!
Now the Chicago Bears?
Yes!
Hey, Sarah, real quick, though, before we move on to Danny's shot, can you do an impression of what your mom's dog sounds like when he gets excited?
Oh, gosh. When he gets excited or sees anyone? I kid you not.
Can you please record that?
That is what a little Morky sounds like if he's walking and sees another dog, if he's walking and sees another human. He sounds like he's being murdered.
Danny, can you save that clip of Sarah doing the impression?
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to happen, but at some point, please take out your phone and record this dog. I want to see how close you are to the impression.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
For sure.
So how you feeling about the new dog?
Oh, besides random moments when he does that or feels like he's... I feel like sometimes he gets a little moody and I think he wants to bite my head off. But besides that, he's amazing.
I like that you're getting bullied by a 6-pound dog.
Yeah, it's a 6-pound dog. And the teeth are so tiny. So even if he tries to nip at you, you barely feel it. Mm.
Danny.
Hi.
Last but certainly not least, saving the best for last. Tell us about your shot.
Oddly, I was hanging out with somebody who also makes that noise when he gets excited, and that was Joey.
It must be a family thing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, your brother, Sarah, I don't know. No, we were watching the draft, too. We usually do Thirsty Thursdays, and he comes over to West Seattle, and we go check out a couple of different places, and we ended up at Matador.
Awesome spot.
So good. And they have a great happy hour on food, so we got some Brussels sprouts and some salsa and guacamole. But, of course, the draft was on.
What were the Brussels sprouts like doused in?
Oh, of course, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, honey and like some spicy. They had some red peppers in there. Oh,
if I see Brussels sprouts on any restaurant's menu as an appetizer, I'm like, I know it's not just Brussels sprouts. Like, they are making them very unhealthy and very delicious.
May I just suggest really quickly that we go on a Brussels sprouts tour and we just try to find as many Brussels sprouts on appetizer menus as we can.
In Puyop, Sushi Ari. The Brussels sprouts, they are phenomenal.
So we were just watching. We were sitting there having a drink and having our appetizers, and we look up and the draft's on, and I was like, you know, we could spend more money here, or we could just go home. I have whiskey at home. Let's just go and sit on the couch and watch the draft at home. So we left during the 5th pick. We got home, and it was only like around, like, I don't know, the 10th pick. And we're like, let's watch until the Seahawks pick. So that's the most I ever watched the draft in my entire life. And I was actually like pretty invested in it. Like, I was asking all the questions, and Joe was giving me all the answers of like different who's going where. And I was like, we should make bets. And we were watching all the different things. The one thing that I will say that we noticed from the draft is I was like, Joe, it's kind of sad because all of the moms are our age.
Oh, I know.
I was
like, who's that hot lady? I'm like, oh, that's his mom.
That's
his mom.
I was like, it has to be his girlfriend. And I was like, no, it's every time they would go and talk to him, it was like, you know, whoever's mom. And I was like, Joe, we are officially at that age.
That hurts me.
Did you see the one guy that got drafted early in the draft? I think he got drafted by the Chargers, Joe Alt, the big dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were watching it on ESPN, but they weren't doing a good job of, like, when they would cut to the players, there was a delay. So when they cut after they make the announcement, the players are at home, and they're all just staring at the TV.
Yeah!
I'm like, this guy does not look happy. Then I find out 10, 15 seconds later, they cut back to him, and he's freaking out. But there's a shot of him, and his girlfriend just looks so unenthused.
Yep.
And I was like, man, that's got to suck, because you just don't know when they're going to cut to you. I feel like they need to warn you so you can take the RBF face off.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday began the NFL draft. So we wanted to have our own draft, but we need your help, Rockaholics. We just need you to call us up now to answer a simple question.
Very simple.
Call us up at 206-803-ROCK. We will have the KISW Rock Draft after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
With the draft going on, we have decided to come up with our own draft, where we want you, the Rockaholics, to make your number one draft pick based on some questions that our girl Sarah came up with.
Oh, boy.
You can pick anyone from our show, me, Migs, Danny, or Sarah, anyone from the men's room, Miles Thrill, Ted, or Mike.
Okay.
Or even Ryan Castle. Heck, even Kevin Deers.
Oh, yeah. So Kevin Deers into the mix.
Yeah.
He's the sleeper pick. He'll be like the Michael Penix, surprising everybody.
So let's take our first call. Jamie in Lake Taps. Good morning. If you had to choose anyone from the KISW staff to drink with, who is your number one pick?
Oh, man. It would have to be Sarah, Steve. I'm going to go with Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah.
No choice.
Yeah, Sarah.
Why would you go with Sarah?
Because she always answers the calls when I call you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, she's willing to talk to you is what you're pretty much saying.
They have a relationship.
That's fair. I respect that pick.
Jeff in Puyallup. If you had to choose anyone from the KISW staff to skinny dip with, who is your number one pick?
Oh, man. All right, Taryn, we're going with you.
I'm in! Let's go! Let's do
Wait,
it.
So you're not going to go with Mike Hawk from the men's room?
He'd be a really good snuggle afterwards, Mike would be, for sure. Terry from West Texas, your question. If you had to choose anyone from the KISW staff to share a jail cell with, who is your number one pick?
Breaking up.
Oh. Are you there, Terry?
Terry's in West Texas. Is he picking up Byron Murray, my new player?
Can you hear us, Terry?
He's got 10 minutes on the clock. No, it's not like that draft.
Alonzo in Des Moines, we'll ask you that question. If you had to choose anyone from the KISW staff to share a jail cell with, who is your number one pick?
Ooh, I'd say Thrill.
Thrill? Yeah. Now, why would you go with Thrill?
Have a lot of good... he seems to have a lot of good stories, so maybe he'd make the time go by quickly.
You know, that's a good...
That's good reasoning.
Yeah.
I like that choice.
Yeah, Thrill is never at a loss for words, and he could definitely, in a good way, but will we be serving alcohol behind bars? Because then when you get Thrill a couple of drinks, you'll never get a word in.
Toilet wine.
That's what I was thinking. They'll be making their own.
Yeah.
And you know, wasn't he a chef before he got into the world of radio?
That's true.
So if anyone would be able to, like, take his skill set.
Behind bars.
I have no idea how to make toilet wine, so I would be a terrible pick.
Yeah.
Kyle in Monroe. Your question, if you had to choose anyone from the KISW staff to go to a concert with, who would be your number one pick?
Oh, well, I'd probably have to say Sarah, just because she seems to be, like, the more, like, energetic and kind of, like, you know, excited kind of person that... I don't know. It might be fun.
Sure, she's celebrating in the other room right now because she can hear you.
You'd be watching Usher, though, so.
Wow. Well, I mean, I can always bring earplugs, too. That's
fair. And that might work out later when she gets drunk.
Ken in Puyallup, your question. If you had to choose anyone from the KISW staff to go on vacation with, who is your number one pick?
Gotta be Ted.
That's a good
pick. No, Ted's a great choice. He loves to drink.
And he's worldly. Have you ever heard the travels of Ted?
Well, only if there's a college football game happening or some kind of NASCAR or a Formula One thing going on. But yeah, you're absolutely right. He's been all around the block.
Yep.
That was a good draft.
I mean, I made some good picks. Yeah.
Very good picks. Now, I want to pick someone to beat Steve this morning. Is it going to happen? If you would like a shot at beating Steve, he is currently 104 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.